There's something so very satisfying about fresh coffee. It's a warm comfort that harkens back to watching all the grown folk congregating around the front porch first thing in the morning, cigarette in hand, hearty laughter billowing through the chilly air. I remember wanting to be like them, seemingly having the world in their hands. I also remember the smell of fresh black coffee being the telltale sign of a wonderful day still yet to come, filled with excitement, contentment, and safety. It's a feeling that I've treasured in my heart long after I started growing up, and now into college. That's what it was like to see you for the first time. It was a chaotic start to my first week. I'd woken up late and ran out of my dorm like the devil himself was biting at my heels. My glasses were foggy, and my hoodie wasn't as fresh as what I'd wish it had been. 1,000 scenarios of embarrassment flashed through my mind as I pushed the classroom door open. But to my surprise, you stopped speaking and gave me a soft smile. You didn't have to comfort me in my obvious panic, but you did. You simply told me that there was always at least one student who was late on the first day, and they usually tended to be one of the best ones. As I apologized and thanked you, trying to calmly hurry past and take a seat, I smelled the richness of aftershave and coffee. My foggy brain suddenly cleared up, and I sucked in a deep breath, trying to relish it. It pulled at the invisible strings attached to my heart from many years ago. From that moment on, I watched your every move. It was so easy for you to keep my rapt attention. Your face never gave away too much, but your eyes were always warm and alive as you lectured and spoke on personal experiences related to whatever it was we were learning at the time. I know you must have felt my eyes on you. I was always fighting the urge between wanting to make sure my notes were neat or making sure that there wasn't a facial expression that I didn't want to miss. So when you asked if anyone would be willing to help you with grading, I'm sure it was no surprise when I damn near shot out of my seat to volunteer. I don't think that you were upset about it either. You just waggled your finger at me and just said that you told me so. The first time I swung by your office to start helping, you'd had two coffees waiting with some pastries. "A perk for helping the professor," you'd said. I thanked you and started grading papers while you started typing away on your laptop. You had something playing on your Bluetooth speaker that I'm fairly certain was classic rock. It was cute. So cute, actually, that I was completely caught off guard when you brought the coffee to your lips and sipped. My eyes fixated on the pink of your tongue as it snuck out to get the last few drops left behind. The knots in my stomach doubled, and I had to squeeze my thighs together in an attempt to ground me back into reality. I remember how hot my face felt and how hard my heart pounded in my chest as you went about enjoying your beverage. Completely unaware of how aroused something so small had left me. This went on for weeks. I could no longer just enjoy my coffee. No, it became a trigger for my sexuality. The mere smell of a coffee shop while out with friends would have me desperate to go home and touch myself. Yes. I would want nothing more than to touch myself while whimpering your name quietly into my pillow once my roommate was asleep. I do wonder when you realized what was going on in regards to my crush. I want to say it was when I tripped over my chair leg trying to stand up quick and go outside to take a phone call. My phone had flown out of my hand and I'd landed hard. You'd rushed around your large desk to help me to my feet and make sure I was okay. You'd ran your hand up the back of my ankle to my calf, and then the back of my knee, lifting the leg gently, backing me right up to the edge of your desk. I don't think I took one single breath as you hooked my other knee up and lifted me to sit down. My stomach had been tight with anxiety as you got on your knees, brows drawn tight as you pulled my pant leg up to examine a cut I'd not had time to notice. A serious frown had etched itself onto your mouth as you'd pulled out a handkerchief to wipe a little of the blood away. Your mouth coming close and cool air tickling the damaged skin. I'd shuddered, and when you looked up to see if I was in pain or if you'd done something, I know you would have seen how dark my eyes had gotten, how heavy-lidded my gaze had fallen, how my chest had been heaving, my hands with their death grip on the solid wood I had fantasized about being fucked on top of for so goddamn long. For just a sliver of time, I thought you were mine. Just in that singular moment, maybe you had been. And maybe that's why you'd cleared your throat and made an excuse about ending early that day. I could feel the scorn there, simmering below your skin. I could almost smell it burning in the air between us. You didn't lash out, though. You just politely helped me gather my things and made sure to tell me what time to be back in the next few days to assume my duties with being your aide. For days, I walked around in a fog, just short of able to concentrate clearly. I felt anxious, and every time my head hit my pillow, I could hardly think of anything else but your ass. Honestly, the time I spent rehashing what the look in them had meant was time I should have been studying or being productive, but I just couldn't. For nothing. It was unnerving how much that professional dismissal had hurt me. But how I knew I was really hurt, even if it was mostly me hurting myself, was when the smell of coffee no longer made me tingle. No, I found myself wanting to frown into the darkness swirling in my cup. By the time I showed up for your next class, then later again that evening for my aide duties, I was an anxious mess. I knew you'd notice something was up in class. I'd never once raised my hand, and I'd also tried my best not to look up from my notes. But, because you're a gentleman, and you would never put me on the spot, you kept any comment you had to yourself. Well, that was until I knocked on your office door and let myself in. You were standing, hunched over a clipboard and flipping back and forth between a few pieces of paper. You didn't say anything at first, but waved me in to take a seat as you kept rechecking something before groaning. I'd asked if everything was okay. You just nodded, going on about how your book you were desperately trying to finish was caught on a snag. I sat patiently, not looking up past your hands as you flitted around and sent text messages to your editor. Quietly, I graded papers, focusing on the penmanship of people I didn't know. It was almost slow motion when I saw your hand out of my periphery, a second before I felt its warmth. To my credit, I didn't risk acting like a fool again. I just simply looked up at you, careful, with my lips tightly pressed together. I tried to remain passive, but open to whatever it was you were about to say. I don't know if it was my look or the way I leaned away, but you stopped before you even said the first word. Instead, you leaned back, reaching over and pulling out a coffee I'd not noticed you having. There were usually two, one for each of us, but today there was just this one. I nodded in thanks, ready to sip from it when I noticed it had already been drank from. I scanned around again. No, this was indeed the only one. How odd, and yet I didn't dare refuse. Without trying to seem too bothered, I brought the warm plastic lid to my lips and sipped. The hot liquid invaded my senses and I shivered. It was just sweet enough to take the bitter edge off while still allowing me to appreciate the beauty of the drink. Our eyes never left each other. The tension was back, and this time I couldn't hide how badly I yearned for you. I was shaking down to my toes. My thighs tightened as you gently took the cup back from me. Instead of setting it down, you brought it to your lips and licked it slowly before tipping it back. Without words, you had announced your intentions, and for the first time in my life, I felt emboldened beyond better reasoning. I knew I was safe in here. I knew you would be safe. I'd never risk your passion of teaching for my own selfish wants, but I could not make my move. Quicker than I had realized, I was on my feet. My mouth slanted over yours to get my fill of whatever warmth remained there from the coffee. Once I was able to come back into my body, I felt you gripping my hoodie with your large hands, your stubble cutting through the haze in my brain. It was delicious. The way your soft tongue traced the tip of mine, taking the moment to conquer what you'd wanted days ago. Finally, the echo of my moan in your office will forever be imprinted in my brain, but mostly because you answered it with one of your own the moment I latched onto your throat. My hands shook when I quickly slipped them beneath your Henley, afraid you'd stop me at any time. I wouldn't have survived if you did. My fear was unwarranted, though, because you turned us and lifted me up the way you had days before, bringing me closer to eye level with you. As I went to meet your lips again, you stopped me with a firm hand on my sternum. You gently took my glasses off and smiled softly as you pushed the hair out of my face. Calloused fingers traced my freckles and the swell of my lips, open and eager to devour you again. "I need you, please," I begged with everything in me. The hours spent beating myself up, feeling stupid and wondering if I was losing my mind. No, I was never crazy. At least no crazier than you. When our lips met again, it was because you were absolutely sure. You must have seen whatever it was that you were waiting for. Your hands went back to my waist and you forced yourself between my legs. You were hard, so hard and delicious. Each roll of your hips had the seam of my leggings rubbing my clit sinfully. This feeling is a sweet torture that keeps people addicted to things and substances. The mere excitement and instant connection with another human being. Once again, I am lost, falling and spiraling down until those callous fingertips spread under my top and over my ribs, making my breath stutter against yours. But like before, I can taste the coffee and smell your aftershave. It's heady and I groan as you pull closer, desperate to have you inside of me. You somehow understand, kissing the corner of my mouth before pulling away to quickly help me out of my leggings and to unbuckle and unzip your trousers. I can't even look at your cock. My eyes are fixed on your mouth. It's less tense and slack before your teeth are pinning your lower lip between them. You are gorgeous and just as alive as you are when you are lecturing. You slow down for a second, telling me you've never done this with one of your students, but you just couldn't help yourself any longer. You also tell me with a bashful smile that you'd like to take me out for dinner after this, that you aren't trying to take advantage of me, that you're only human, that you are... I grip your cock in my hand and begin stroking you, shutting you up. I kiss you greedily, almost purring, when you push my panties to the side and help me guide you to where I am the most desperate. Your propriety is warring with itself, your eyes flittering from mine to where I'm lighting you up. I hike my leg up higher, pulling you in and notching you inside of me. I hiss and moan. Pulling you in more. I pull and pull until you're buried as deep as I can get you. My lungs burning with the effort not to scream and this pleasure you've ignited in me. I know you're not a bad man. I know I am safe here. Like this, I would not have been willing to put myself in your path if I hadn't been confident in you. For all of my weaknesses, one of my greatest strengths is self-preservation. My arms wrap around your neck, and I sputter out my breaths, feeling your hands on my hips to help piston you inside of me. You're so handsome, especially when you aren't in complete control of yourself. Your forehead against mine, your nose bumping into my face as your lips begin moving. You tell me you won't be able to last long, and you're sorry. I feel myself flutter at your admission. You shake, your fingertips digging into my skin as if you hadn't already marked me as yours. I am yours. Fuck. I am yours. I was yours at the first smile and kind gesture. I know you will be done before me, but I don't want to leave here without following you down. I whimper and lick my fingers, kissing you hard as I begin rubbing my clit. Please come for me, darling. Please. I whimper. I need to feel you let go. Please. Your lips are punishing, stubble grating against me, promising to leave me red and sore. Your breaths are starting to catch in your chest. Oh, your brows are pinched. I can feel your cock getting harder and harder inside of me. Flexing erratically. That's it. That's it. You're almost there. I whine. Rubbing myself faster and faster. Yeah. Yeah, come. Come. Yeah, that's it. Fuck it. Come for me. Fill me up right here. Right here on your fucking desk. Lightning flashes in my veins, and I start to come hard. Fuck. Shaking and moaning as you are right behind me, your breath turning into a moan. almost a yell. You bring my forehead into yours, forcing us to share our breaths as we shake and slowly start to come down. Never once did you let me go. You seemed to savor the warmth of our connected bodies and sigh, letting your head fall to my shoulder. Your hands ease up, gently rubbing the skin you'd marked. Your lips were once again gentle, trailing kisses on the side of my neck, pushing the hood back on my hoodie to get more access. It's sweet and warm, reminding me of the taste of your coffee earlier. Without warning, I began softly laughing, gently leaning back. I touch your face, memorizing the crow's feet and the quirk of your lips. You ask me why I'm laughing, and I simply shrug and kiss you again, telling you that I am looking forward to that dinner, and maybe even a repeat performance.